Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the third day of the in-person meeting of the Pacifica National Board. We're meeting in Washington, D.C., and at this point I'd like to ask the Secretary to take the role. I'm sorry. I am the Chair Pro Tem, Margie Wilkinson, and we have a Pro Tem Secretary, Serene Roberts, and I'm asking her to take the role. Okay.
Good morning, and I'd like us to all start on a good foot. No, we don't have to sing it, but we're gonna get work done today. Okay. From KPFA, Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
Present.
From KPFK, Los Angeles, Rodrigo Agueta. Rodrigo. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
From KPFT Houston, Adriana Casanav, Hank Lamb, George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Thanks. WBAI New York, Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Manager Sabah.
Present.
Thanks. WPFW Washington, D.C., Jim Brown. Benito Diaz, Lizette King.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Affiliate directors, Heather Gray of Atlanta.
Here.
Janice Lane Ewart of Present. Minneapolis, Fresh Air Radio. Summer
off. Thank you.
Okay, and Serene Roberts, WBI, present. Madam, we have quorum.
Okay. It occurs to me that there are several people that I saw earlier in this room who didn't respond to the roll. Maybe somebody could step out in the hall and see if we've got some board members lurking out there. Yeah,
Chair,
no.
Chair, on a point of order, if we have a quorum, people are adults, they should be here. Let's not wait.
I'm not waiting. I just want somebody to check and see if there are people in the hallway. Thank you. Okay, so we are going back to unfinished business from yesterday, and in order of things that were taken up, it seems to me that the first thing we need to do is deal with the elections, including resolving the issue of the chair election and electing a secretary and a vice chair. And so if everybody's agreed with that, I will ask Serene Roberts, who was a chair for this session, to take over at this point.
Okay, thanks. Where we were in the process, as I recall, and I must apologize, my computer seems to have died, so the update you guys got last night is probably the last schedule update you're going to be getting for the weekend. We were at the point where there had been a challenge to the chair. We had two candidates for the elections. We had 22 voters. The instructions were that you could vote for as few or as many as you wish, and that if someone was unacceptable to you, you should not rank them. The ballot results, and we had three folks from the audience who are not members of this body involved, each candidate received 11 first-place votes. Each candidate received one second-place vote, and one of the candidates was ranked fifth on a ballot, and there were no other rankings. I ruled that the person who had received that, quote, fifth place vote was, in fact, the winner of the election. And that's where we are. Someone has challenged that position. I had suggested, and we don't necessarily have to follow this, I'm open to other suggestions, that Brian and George, who are both on the board, Brian Edwards Tiegert of Berkeley and George Ryder of Houston, although he's a candidate, he's knowledgeable about the issue, and I don't think he should be removed from the people talking about it. I'd also ask that Bob Letter and Alex Steinberg from New York weigh in, because they're also very knowledgeable. I don't know if Alex is here. I guess we can substitute Mitch between bites. So we can go with that proposal in terms of discussion, or we can go in another direction. Kim Kaufman.
Well, I think Otis knows about the stuff, too. he can weigh in. He's at, I mean, I'm not right this moment, Otis, but in terms of who's
next. Millicent ballots that were designed for the committees, those are STV ballots. This is an IRV election.
Thank you.
IRV really only applies to more than two. An IRV ballot has a name and a box.
Otis. You got to wait till the chair calls.
Yeah, I was just asking if you could speak because you were knowledgeable. He appears to be knowledgeable and has a point. So,
okay, thank you, Kim. I'm sorry. Hello? 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 If we could not have the crosstalk, I think it would be more productive and more polite. You want to finish?
At any rate, I just wanted to put Otis on the list of people who were knowledgeable who could speak to this about process. I believe it was the bad ballot instructions and an incorrect ballot.
Thank you. Manager Sabah.
Yes. I think, you know, we have two... Manager Sabah, WBAI, New York. We have two candidates, and we have place for five candidates' name. This is, to me, this was so absurd. It's created a lot of confusion, and when we have two people, we have to have a ballot that has two persons' name on it.
Okay,
thank you. Or a piece of paper with a number identified how many people, and people put the names of their candidate. That's it.
And two votes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please don't do that. We're not going to do that
and
today.
So it's not, that is not acceptable.
Okay, thank
and
you. Brian, are you in?
Are
you done?
I have a motion to present to rectify this. Thank you.
Okay, just a moment. Brian, are you in the house? Could you time people, please? We're going now. Yeah, I would appreciate it if we could do 90 seconds max on this round. We just have to get moving.
But point of order.
Yes, sir.
As I recall, what was pending was a motion to overrule the chair.
Right. It was a challenge to the chair, so we should be speaking to the challenge
to
the chair.
That's the last thing that was pending.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks. So this is a challenge to the chair. Your motions, whatever you're offering, should be directly to that. And we're going 90 seconds in this round unless there's a problem? Great.
I'm challenging the ruling of the chair.
Use a mic and read your motion, please.
Sorry. Let me get myself together. Whereas the chair pro tem, secretary pro tem, instructed the delegates that this was an STV election when it was an IRV election, and whereas the ballot contained five choices rather than two for an IRV election with two candidates, and whereas that permitted the ballot to be cast whose intention cannot be determined unambiguously, the election just held is declared null and void, and a new IRV election with correct ballot and instructions shall be held immediately.
Okay, you need to email that, although I won't be able to read it. Yes, Rodrigo.
Where is our member getting that information from? Is that from our bylaws, or is that from some other source? I just want to make sure. What is the source that you're giving us, you know, that information from?
You're asking?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Yes, you can answer.
Where is the information coming from, the one that you're giving us?
The IRV is from the bylaws.
From the bylaws?
Yes.
Our bylaws?
Yes, you are bylaws. And also, when you look at it, you have two candidates and you have five.
Okay, Manager, you can't re-argue your point. You can answer his question, which I suppose you did. Could you put the mic back on the stand? Because I don't think the techs like it on the table.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I have a point of parliamentary inquiry for Brian. Within the structure of challenging the chair, do we, in fact, argue to the point, or do we bring new motions? Because it seems to me that...
No.
Well, so...
Identify yourself.
I gotta get a mic first. Brian Edwards Teeker, KPFA. A challenge to the chair should state both what the challenger thinks the chair has done wrong and what they think the remedy is.
Okay.
I don't know that a remedy was articulated when the challenge was originally brought. I haven't been sleeping much this weekend. I don't remember who brought the first challenge. So if they don't object...
Okay.
I mean, there has to be something that happens if the chair is overturned, right?
Right.
So...
Okay.
If they don't object, I think...
I'm sorry. Kim Kaufman. You will raise your hand like everyone else in the room to be recognized. Please.
Point of inquiry.
Tony Norman, then Janice, then Adriana.
Tony Norman from WPFW. The challenge was the announcement of who won the chair. When the chair announced the election and what her ruling was, who was the winner, that was a challenge to it, and we were debating the vote of that challenge. That's what was on the table. Period.
Thank you. Janice.
I'm trying to put this in the form of a question. I'm sorry, excuse me.
I'm sorry, Janet. It's Janet Coburn. It's really helpful to remind us, but when you do it at every opportunity, it's a bit much. Thanks.
Janice Lane, you are Pacifica affiliate. And considering the motion that was presented by manager and seconded by a couple of people, I believe it spoke to the challenge in suggesting a remedy and a revote, if I heard and understood the motion as presented. I believe that responds to, in some level, what Brian has suggested would be next steps.
Adriana?
Adriana?
And the word suggest is my word, not yours.
Adriana Kasnave, KPFT. What I'm trying to do is remember everybody. I'm keeping when you raise your hand, please let me know, because I'm trying to keep here stuck. That is my point. Thank you.
So make eye contact with her. Right. I saw George Ryder, Texas.
The challenge was on an interpretation of what it meant for someone to put a mark in the fifth place. And that, of course, determines what the outcome would be. I think that Brian's suggestion as the procedure is correct, that if you want to challenge that, this is an alternative action that can be taken in order to resolve the election. It seems to me perfectly sensible to take the vote on that.
I saw Tony, but I know you'd spoken before. Luzette, did I see?
Point of order. I didn't speak. That was a point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. Luzette, did I also see your hand?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll get back to you in a moment, please.
Not a problem.
No, Tony, if you don't mind waiting a moment.
Yeah.
Chair, wherever...
Luzette King, WPFW.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, Luzette King. Thank you. My point is very simple. No matter where... on the agenda we are, whether it's challenging a chair, motion, whatever, there are people listening to us who don't believe that 22 of us here don't understand our bylaws and can't even conduct our own election. I would shut up and just get on with the motion that is here, get the election over and done with. There's so much happening. There's too much of politics in this thing. You cannot have five places for one. And it's simple. Let's just get on and redo the ballot. There's too much confusion. People out there watching us and laughing.
So I think I saw Tony, Janet. Did I see another hand over here?
Janet Coleman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Janet. Thank you. Okay, and then Brian. Tony Norman.
Brian. It's Brian. Janet Coleman. Janet K.
Did you guys hear that?
I just want to say the sequence of events, when you announced who the winners were, that was a challenge to that. The motion was made, it was seconded, and we were debating that motion, the challenge of the chair. Now, all of a sudden, now the people have a problem with the way the ballots look. They didn't raise those objections at the beginning of the election. Even George gave an explanation about the election. He was perfectly satisfied with the way things were. He talked about how you can put the second place. He did it several very calmly, very professionally. So none of these challenges were raised then. So let's be frank here. Louisette is right. It is political. So it depends. It's outcome determinative, you know. But these objections were not raised at the beginning. And I would say that we dispose, you are challenging a ruling of the chair, and that needs to be disposed of. Now, once that's done, if they want to propose other motions after that, fine. But that was the motion that we were debating, and we need to dispose of the ruling of the chair on the announcement of the election. Now, asking for, they want to do a whole new election, fine. That's a separate issue. They want to raise a motion, let's do another election, fine. But on the table, they have challenged your ruling of announcing who the chair is. And we need to dispose of that motion.
Okay. We will be speaking. I'm sorry, Manager. I heard your motion. I believe my computer's dead. But you sent it to the full board?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So we're going to be addressing where we left yesterday, which was the challenge to the chair. George Ryder, I gave directions. George Ryder, I believe, spoke after me. So I find it a little difficult to understand why everyone on this PNB who has been on their LSB for at least 2 years, because we didn't have elections last year, LSB elections last year, so we're talking to people who are familiar with the process, are suddenly confused. But we'll go back to the stack, and the issue is the challenge of the chair. Brian's next.
No, I was next.
It's Brian, Janet K.
Sorry.
Is that Janet K? Who's that?
Excuse me.
Adriana, then Janet Coleman, then Kim, then Janice, then Carolyn. So Brian Edwards Tigard.
She asked me,
Janet Coburn asked to be struck, and then she asked to be reinserted. So she gets reinserted here. Before... This is Janice. Sorry. Okay, we've got it. Brian, please.
Okay. I just want to speak to what's in the bylaws, because whether it's good or not, it's what we're stuck with. And this is what I believe George referred to before the voting started. Article 15, voting methods. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method where there's more than one seat.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Brian.
Guys.
Richard and Carolyn, please. It's fine to talk, but step away from the table.
And by the instant runoff voting method where there's only one seat to be filled. Next sentence. In any phase of evaluating IRV results, that's instant runoff voting results, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved. In parentheses, if tied on the first place votes, add up the second choice votes, and so on. If this does not resolve the tie, the winner will be selected by lot, flipping coin, or other agreed-upon method of chance. I was not part of our boards when this got inserted into our bylaws, but I don't think the meaning is ambiguous. When you have a tie in instant runoff voting, which is what this tells us to use to elect any position where there's one seat up for election, you break it by looking at the next rankings. It doesn't specify second rank. It says the next tier. In its example, it says on so on and so on, which means you keep looking down. And I can only presume the intention of this was to tilt a tie in favor of whichever candidate had more crossover appeal, which is not, it may be impractical, but it's not crazy. And that's what's in our bylaws.
Okay, thanks. Next on the list is Adriana.
Adriana Casney, KPFD.
ignorance is not an excuse. George's instructions were right before the voting, George Ryder. The bylaws are the law. We cannot keep asking to change things just because we didn't understand it, because the bylaws are clear and our obligation. It's a shame that we, PNB members, don't know our own bylaws. The fifth places, five places in that ballot, because could be five possible candidates. And we were instructed in all the elections that we had before, and George said very clearly, if you don't want, he didn't say places, he said, if you don't want the somebody being elected, do not rank it any place. He said that. Okay? We are trying to rewrite what we did yesterday. Thank you.
Okay, next on the list is Janet Coleman, then Kim Kaufman. Say your city, please.
Coleman?
Name and city.
Janet Coleman, New York City. I personally put X's, sorry, Margie, but I X'd out 1 through 5 for George Ryder. Now, that would seem that if crossover appeal, I mean, this is a very vague interpretation of a rule. It's a very difficult and nutty rule, but I expressed myself even louder than the person who wanted someone fifth. I said I wanted him first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Why doesn't my vote count for more? This should be one person, one vote. Maybe we need to rewrite this stupid bylaw. But this is a very flaky election, and I want to reiterate what Luzette said. Everyone is listening to this. It would be simpler to simply re-vote.
Kim Kaufman, and then Janice Lane York.
Hi, Kim Kaufman from KPFK. George's instructions were correct, based on the fact that this should have had instructions for an IRV vote and an IRV ballot. Since there were two candidates and only a possibility of voting number one or number two, the fact that it had options to vote for five people makes the ballot incorrect. Based on George's instructions, how somebody could rank him or her, I don't even know who got the number five vote, means that it was an incorrect ballot with incorrect instructions, and somebody clearly did not understand what they were doing.
Point of order.
It is my perception.
This is not a point of order.
I'm sorry, Kim Kaufman.
Well,
Kim Kaufman.
Who are you?
Excuse
to tell me.
I'm sorry, Rodrigo. Please,
oh, well,
Kim Kaufman.
Sorry, no, but
Kim Kaufman. Just a moment, Kim Kaufman. No. I'm calling you to order.
Oh, the debate was whether we uphold the ruling of the chair. That's why we got a point. You know, the discussion. We are going back to the same discussion, whether there was valid or not, or the voting was not valid. That's not the discussion we have. We must be talking about whether we uphold the decision of the chair. Well, that's
I take your point of order, and I invite anyone on the stack to please feel free to call the question so we can get something done.
The question.
You can't because you spoke. But elsewhere, and I'll read the stack, and let's see which...
Just a point of order.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just so you know, on appeals to the chair, it's one speech per speaker, per Roberts. So people can't get back on the stack after a first go.
Okay, so we... so that means, Janice, I'm sorry, you can't speak. Janet Coburn, did you speak?
No, she
was struck.
Yes. Janet Coburn, KPFA. I'm very concerned that this is happening at all. This is a very important election. This is one of the most important actions that this body takes when it elects its officers. That there's confusion and issues with how the ballots were counted, how the ballots were designed. I mean, why five? Why weren't there like 7 or 20 rankings? there could have been. We could have gotten a paper with that. It just wasn't. It wasn't clear. It was flawed, in my opinion. And I think just let's redo it clean.
Okay. So I'm sorry, Manager. I'm sorry, Manager. Yes, please.
I am really stressed, and we don't need to be.
That is not a. I'm sorry. That's not a point of personal privilege.
I need to be. I have taken.
She's always stressed.
You have called.
No, you've said that before at our meetings.
That's actually is about that.
Okay,
that
go ahead.
Come in
sorry.
The morning, and first of all, be belittled and put down that you have been here and for 2 years and you don't know. You have been there for so many years and you don't know yourself and you presented the ballot. That was inaccurate. Second,
no, wait,
this condescending behavior.
I'm sorry.
To treat your colleagues like as if they are two-year-old children is disgusting. I have been subject to this for past 2 days and I don't like it.
Okay.
And I think we have to respect each other. We can't treat each other like children, scolding them and looking at them and being so authoritarian.
Thank
in a
you.
Peaceful organization, supposedly.
Okay, thank you. Let me say this. We have about maybe 7 people on the stack. It is 9:39 on our second to last day. In fact, we have half day tomorrow. We have a number of issues, open and executive session, that need to be addressed. The ballot that was used yesterday is the same ballot that we used on Friday when we elected pro tem chairs.
Madam
Just
Chair, point of order. You,
not at
you
the
already
moment.
Said this.
I'm sorry.
Can we get on
I'm
with
sorry.
What we're doing?
When you say point of order, you still wait to be recognized, please. It's the same ballot that we used on Friday when we were selecting one person for each seat. You can't, the ballots are not custom made. Mr. Rizal, please. The ballots are not custom made. The ballots are not custom made for each election. They're the standard ballots that we're going to be using for the entire weekend, unless someone wants to go create some more instantly for the two upcoming elections. The fact is that the instructions were given. The candidates' names were on the board.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Why do you get two bites at this apple?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
The ex-secretary is out of order.
Mr. Diaz, thank you.
You're right. I am out of order.
Mr. Rizal is out of order. It is intentional, and we will move on. We will
get
some business
done.
You are not recognized.
Why? You're always saying you have to recognize points of order.
Well, you've already interrupted us.
You have to recognize points of order.
Oh, are you going to continue to make the same point?
How do you know?
Go on, Richard. Go for it.
You don't get two bites at this apple. You've already done this instruction. Now let everybody else talk and let's get on with that election.
Okay. We have next. Yes, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I would request that we
Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Carolyn Burden, WBAI, thank you. I would request that we take it down a notch, beginning with the chair and the secretary. The chair, I see, is somewhat distracted, but if in fact you could keep to business and not name members at every possible opportunity and be condescending to members, I think we would all get along a lot better. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so I believe, to get back to the stack, and Janice, did you speak previously? On this subject, you did, correct? Okay. So, Janet Coburn, did we? Okay. Manager, you spoke previously. Richard Uzel has not spoken on this. Sorry, folks. Please don't do the crosstalk at the table. Richard Uzel, Lydia, I'm on the stack. I may pass. Hank and Benito.
You're going to challenge the chair. You get to speak.
At this, yeah.
Am I not on the stack? Did I ask you to put me on the stack?
Didn't I just call your name?
You just spoke. Okay. I'm keeping time.
Yeah, I think Brian is too. Okay. So on the stack, among the people who have not spoken to the issues, because I think that was just your point of personal privilege, correct, Carolyn?
That's correct.
Okay. So on the stack.
Sorry, my apologies.
I'll make you copies.
Thank you.
On the stack, We're striking Janice. We're striking, well, we're not striking you, dear. Striking Janice, striking Janet K. We have Carolyn Burden. Manage has spoken. She struck Uzel, Lydia, myself, Hank, Benito. It would be great if we could close the stack at that point. Please. Ms. Burden.
Yeah, there are a couple of things here, and I think that the shortest way round is through, as the poet said. With all due respect to people have been here a long time and understand and don't understand, we were not really given very clear instructions, and I partly to blame to that. I misunderstood and thought this was an STV election. When I heard the ballots described and counted, my votes were not counted. I voted in such a way that was not appropriate for STV. I didn't realize that. We were not instructed on the fact that this was an IRV ballot and our choices and modes were limited, number one. I think the ballot construction itself was a problem. The lack of good instructions was a problem. The confusion of members that was not really clarified. So all in all, I would recommend that we redo the election, which Roberts does account for and recommends in situations like this. It's just too messy to continue. I don't imagine anyone's vote is going to be changed, but at least it'll be clear. And we need to redo it so we have a clean election and clean ballots put into the record. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Richard Uzel.
Okay. The Uzel, Houston. The fifth column mark voided that ballot. When Baby Bush bought his first election, there was a lot of talk about hanging chads. The question was, how could anyone determine what was on the mind of the voter? The Supremes decided that you could not make such a determination. Therefore, the fifth putting the mark in the fifth column as a vote for whoever it went to is impossible. That ballot should be voided, and therefore a coin toss or re-election is the only fair way to settle this.
Lydia Brazon, KPFA.
Okay, we had a similar situation in 2011. We went to court, and the court said, because we had a ballot with all 24 members, and we included the staff ballot on the same sheet of paper, and this was the staff election, it was an IRV, and the court said, revote no, because the circumstances of the moment that people voted had passed, and you can't reinvent and you can't restage what happened and what the circumstances were. So he said no on the revote. He also said no on the claims that the ballot was flawed, and there was, you know, a situation where one of the members had left, so he thought that the fractional vote that similar to this had was the reason. They threw it all out. They granted the TRO, and for that reason, Rodrigo was seated.
Temporary restraining order.
Point of information, Chair. Point of information.
Temporary restraining order from not seating Rodrigo.
Lizette
Chair, through you. Are we not just getting misleading information when it is suggested that the time has passed? I thought we're still in the middle of an election, so we cannot. Can we consider this as time has passed?
I understood her to say that the moment had passed, which means essentially
all
you cannot
it.
Recreate that moment and what people's positions were then, because other things have since happened. That was my understanding. We have Hank Lamb from Houston.
Hank Lamb, Houston, Texas. Unlike the situation in Florida, we are a small group. We are in the room. We don't have to worry about anyone's interpretation.
Exactly.
If the voter wishes to speak up and state their intent, it is not blocked in the bylaws. I read them last night thoroughly. So if the voter chooses to volunteer to say what their intent was, whether it was by ranking Margie all the way in the number five place to put her out of the running, that's one thing. Or if they decided that even though she wasn't their preference, that they didn't want to rule her out entirely. They have the right to say that, too. The voter can determine for us because we're not in a hanging chad situation.
Point of order?
Yes.
Do we call our elections secret ballot? Then okay. We cannot ask members what their intentions were.
So,
can we
sorry,
not?
Point of order.
Yes, Brian.
What we're debating is the chair's ruling. People bring up the points they want in debate, but you can't jump the stack by asking a point of information or making a point of order to rebut something one of your colleagues said. You raise your hand and get in line like everybody else and then debate it. We have differences of opinion. That's what this process is for.
Okay, thanks. I will point out that Benito remains on the stack and the invitation to call the question and move on remains. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Yeah, Benito from PFW. I want to say, first of all, to the people in the audience and the thousands of folks in Radio Land, that this meeting and this conversation, discussion, or whatever you call this, that's going on here this morning, is nothing but the latest example of what's been going on in every single meeting since the in-person meeting in Houston in November. It is called sabotage, obstruction, and I learned one of the few things I've learned since I've been on the PMB is a few words. One of them is dilatory. So I'm going to say that there's a certain group of people here that ain't doing nothing but trying to waste our MF time.
No, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Benito, please.
But before I finish,
Benito.
I call the question.
Benito.
Point of order.
Okay, if I may. If I may. If I may, I'll start with the last thing first, which is that you cannot both argue and call the question. So if you can simply say when your name is called, I call the question, and not have your say, but have your say in that way. So you've not called the question.
Secondly,
we will not, although it has happened already at this weekend, we will not ascribe motive to other people. We will not suggest that people are being dilatory. We shall assume, regardless of our inclinations, that everyone here means well and actually wants to get stuff done for Pacifica. And thirdly, MF is really not acceptable as language to describe your colleagues, regardless of how you may construe their behavior. There were 2 points of personal privilege. Janice, you're...
My understanding is raising a point of personal privilege is to register a complaint. I am registering a complaint that the people who are called on are not speaking to the issue of the challenge, and I will ask the chair respectfully to please keep us on point and move us through the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Manager,
my point of personal privilege is about the delegate who, again, has insulted the body, and this is not the first time. He has done it with more vulgar way at our PMB meeting and executive session meetings, and I would really like to ask for removal of this person because I have no control and no manners.
I will say this, that by referring to someone and saying that they have no manners, you've traded insults. Okay, and I've already addressed the director who has apologized and who will make every effort with reminders from the brother with reminders from the brother who's sitting to his left that he won't do it again. And I recognize Jose Luis Fuentes.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I call the question.
Amen. It is Sunday morning after all. Okay. So, is there any objection to calling the question?
There's an objection to you saying amen on Sunday morning.
I'm sorry. I was listening to Lona Elias on the radio this morning. I'll also say it on Saturday mornings, on Thursdays and Fridays, of course. Jose Luis has
points of order, Chair. Points of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Ms. King.
If nobody else here is embarrassed about what's happening, I am on a personal point of whatever the privilege is. Let's get on with the business and stop pretending that we're in school.
Indeed. Is there an objection to calling the question?
Point of information.
Yes, George.
Exactly what is the question?
There's been a challenge to the chair.
So it's just the challenge to the chair, and we're going to rule that whatever way that goes, that Manager can introduce a motion after that. Is that correct?
It depends on what happens as a result of the challenge to the chair. Her motion is, in effect, the same as challenging the decision made yesterday.
It is not the same as challenging the chair.
I didn't say it was identical. There's a difference.
Okay. Well, let me say then, as a point of order, that whichever way the challenge goes, the session on this is still open and is open to a motion about the election, which is we're just finishing.
On the issue of the – thank you, George. On the issue of the challenge to the chair, is everyone clear on what happened yesterday and what was decided or what I took, the decision that I took, and what the issue is, or should I restate? I can do so briefly if needed.
Restate the effects, not the reason.
Okay. We had an election. There were two candidates. Each candidate received 11 first-place votes. Each candidate received one second-place vote. One of the candidates also received a fifth-place ranking. I decided that that showed more support for the candidate with the fifth-place ranking and that that person was declared the winner. There was a challenge to the chair, and that's what we're voting. So if you agree that the person who received three sets of rankings, if you will, right, and a greater... If you agree that the person, this, we're talking about the permanent chair of the board. If you agree that the person who received that fifth place ranking received greater support than the other candidate, then you would support the ruling of the chair by voting yes.
Point of clarification. Yes, am I recognized, Madam?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Carolyn Burden, WBAI. Now I'm somewhat confused. The counting of a fifth-place ballot in an IRV election in which there should have been only two, you're allowing that or saying that that is appropriate? Is that correct?
Sure. In fact, I would ask as an answer, if Brian, if you could reread
no,
that.
I'm just asking for your opinion. I'm asking for your ruling.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you still have a point of order?
I'm just saying that was a re-debate. Let's move on with the question. Let's move on with the vote.
Okay, the member said she was unclear. Okay. She's now
so
clear.
Point of order.
Brian, please.
When you vote on a ruling of the chair, you are voting on the ruling, not on the chair's reasoning. You can agree or disagree for different reasons than the chair used.
That's true.
So we shouldn't be... discussing your reasoning at this point, just what the effect of the vote is.
Okay, is everyone clear on what we're voting, what the issue is? Okay, thanks. Yes.
Point of information. Please, I'm sorry.
I'm making a point of order. I believe the motion should be stated to uphold the ruling of the chair. That's the actual way so that those who wish to uphold the ruling of the chair will vote yes, those who do not will vote no.
Or whatever.
Janet Coburn, please. Okay, great. Let's go to a vote. If you uphold the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand. You counting?
10, 11, 12.
If you oppose the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. The ruling is upheld. Oh, I'm sorry. Abstentions, anyone? Okay. If the the result of the election is that the result of the election is that Margie Wilkinson is declared the winner of the I'm speaking.
Sorry, I apologize.
We had a vote. I just want to announce the if I may. There were 12 yeses and 9 noes with no abstentions. The ruling of the chair is upheld. Margie Wilkinson is declared the winner of yesterday's election for chair, which I think means I can now relinquish this seat. Sorry. Brian?
Just be recognized.
Does that mean I can now relinquish this seat?
Oh, sorry. This didn't mean
Brian, excuse me. She has her hand up to make a statement. I'm making a parliamentary inquiry of Brian, and you must stop shouting out. Brian, please.
Madam Chair, there's a provision of the United States Constitution that for over a century has barred involuntary servitude, so you can relinquish the seat at any time you want. But pursuant to your ruling, Margie is entitled to take the seat when you relinquish it.
Voila.
Well, okay. So we are still dealing with elections. We have to elect a secretary and a vice chair. Manage, I recognize you for what purpose?
I have the motion.
Use the mic.
Use the mic, please. And just tell us who you are.
Manage Sabo from WBAI.
Thank you.
And I would like to reinstate my motion that I presented.
This is the one that you emailed to the board?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
And I would like to be taken up.
Okay, well, why don't you, first of all, let's see if there's a second. Read your motion. Let's see if there's a second. Was there a second previously? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I will read it.
Okay, thank you.
Whereas the chair pro tem, secretary pro tem, instructed the delegates that this was an STV vote election when it was an IRV election, and whereas the ballot contained 5 choices rather than 2 for an IRV election with 2 candidates, and whereas that permitted a ballot to be cast whose intention cannot be determined unambiguously, the election just held is declared null and void, and a new IRV election with corrected ballots shall be held immediately.
Thank you. Okay, so we're ready for debate on the motion. Is there any debate on the motion?
Why second it?
Brian.
I just don't want to spend more time on this, folks. I mean, we have a lot to get done. We voted publicly on a ruling of the chair. The outcome's been the same. We have 3 more elections to conduct on the ballots with the same design, which have not presented us problems before. When we mail ballots to our listeners, we have more spots than voters because we have write-in spots. I mean, let's not take this to a level of absurdity. Let's just vote this down and move on.
You know, I actually think that... I'm sorry, I'm a little slow this morning, but I actually think Manage's motion is out of order based on the fact that we just upheld the ruling of the chair. Okay, I'm not going to rule it out of order because I don't want to have that fight. Let's just debate the motion and deal with it. Okay, we have a stack. Who's...
Brian?
I know, I'm going to call... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Manage. You can motivate your motion.
As I said before, the ballot that we got was not proper ballot. The instruction was not accurate. And somebody said before when we were talking that, you know, we thought that it could have been thought that was 5 people, candidate. So if that's the case, we should have put 22
or 21 for every person possibility. We didn't do that. The other one is that this created a confusion for people, and we know from the ballot that created a confusion, especially somebody who put somebody at fifth. What does that mean when we have two people? Why that fifth is being considered serious? So I think that even when we saw, when the chair noticed that it's only two, realized that it's only two candidates, the instruction was not clear that we have only two candidates and how, and ignore these other slots that is there, and therefore do, you know, as you're supposed to do in this type of election. And as I said, it was an STV, it was not an STV as it was said, because the chair was in error at
I'm
the time.
I'm sorry, Manajay, I don't think you were being timed, and I'm pretty sure that that was your 90 seconds.
Can I finish what I was saying? That, well, the chair was in error, is in error, was saying that it was STV, therefore was not able to give proper instruction. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who's next on the list? Okay, Lizette King.
I'm not sure whether I'm speaking to the motion or not, but let me tell you something. Nobody can pay me enough to sit in this room and sustain the kind of abuse that's going on. 2 days ago, I had somebody smirking at me because I wanted to make a point. I tried to say something to the chair, another one shouting at me. This morning, I hear, sadly, one of my own colleagues in Washington, D.C., where people are listening to get profanity on the air, and all we hear is an apology, and the chair accepts it. I want everybody to know that I'm going to pick my bag and go home, because we're not going to get anything done here. The stacks are laid up. All the factions are in there. Nothing is going to get done. And I am over. We've had a lot of confusion over this thing. And to come tell me now that we're going through with it, with all of this confusion, I have a lot of other things to do, including a personal matter that I'm dealing with. And to preserve my sanity, I am out of here. Whatever the LSB wants to do, do. Put me off the board if they like, but I am off. Benito, I am ashamed of you. I keep telling you to stop it. You will not stop it. Let me talk. You will not stop it, and I am embarrassed, and I'm not going to be a part of this. I am out.
I would just like to remind board members that it really is better if you don't name other board members and that you pay attention.
Exactly what I'm saying.
And if you pay attention to the timer, George Ryder.
That's a hard act to follow.
I did. I'm sorry. Who are you?
It's George Ryder, KPFT. Tony said that this was political. Yeah, that's right. I'd like to be the chair. And I would like the procedures to be followed correctly. The motion on the floor basically is saying, look, this wasn't done properly. There were irregularities in it, and they mattered. There was a ballot in which, how do you interpret it? You know, we just had a vote by how the chair at the time interpreted it, and it was sustained. But that's different from, was the whole process flawed, which is what this motion says. That's what we're voting on. I think it was. And I think that the way of moving beyond this is to just take the vote on this, you know, and do it again. People will be able to vote on whoever they want. It'll be clear to everybody. So I'm speaking in support of the motion.
Thank you. Hank Lamb.
Well.
Use the mic. Say who you are.
Hank Lamb, KPFT, Houston, Texas, 90.1 FM. Give a listen. KPFT.org online.
I say this with a lot of trepidation because there is another ballot available at this time, but I would like to call the question.
Okay. So is there a second?
No, can you just say that because I didn't hear.
He called the question.
You have to pay attention.
Okay. He's called the question. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on the list at this point. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes, I'm on the list.
Okay. In that case, we'll take a vote. It requires a 2/3 vote to pass. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hands. Okay. Those opposed? Wait a minute. If you're opposed to closing debate at this time, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. That's what calling the question means. I'm sorry, I think it's clear. Calling the question means closing debate. That is, no more discussion, we come to a vote. So it was 12 to what?
7.
12 to 7, that's not 2/3. We'll go on. Kim Kaufman. Say your name and station, please.
Kim Kaufman, KPFK. It's pretty stunning that this is being done in public, this completely disregard for any sort of proper form or legitimacy to this. And I'm kind of surprised, Marky, that you would accept the chair under these circumstances, quite frankly.
Point of order.
However...
Point of order.
No, be quiet. Serene, let me finish.
No.
I want to finish. I'm going on here.
We're going to try and not name names.
Sorry.
So that I don't have to ask for a point of personal privilege to respond to you.
I
don't want to, Kim. Let's just try and avoid using names.
What I wanted to say is that for the next two elections, can we please have different ballots and please have correct instructions? This is not an STB election, if that isn't clear to y'all by now, and to call this next two elections as STB and have STB ballots is just more insanity.
Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes.
I call the question again.
Okay, is there a second to...
I'm sorry.
He called the question. Is there a second to calling the question? Thank you. All right, we're going to do this again. All those in favor of closing debate, raise your hands. Somebody please count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Opposed. Okay, fails. What's that? Who's that? Oh, Adriana. Who are you?
Adriana Casnabe, KPFT. I want to remind all the members, the directors, that we are in an open session. People is listening to us, and we have public here. And what we are doing is nothing, because even when something is being resolved, somebody presents another motion, and we want to keep discussing the same thing till we get the results. Please, move on. We have Pacific is waiting for us to resolve important issues. Can we do it? Thank you.
Serene Roberts.